Alcaraz brilliant in win over Korda to book French Open fourth round spot. Paris, third seed Carlos Alcaraz sparkled and showed steely resolve in his most convincing match at the French Open this year for a 6-4, 7-6, 6-3 victory over American Sebastian Korda to reach the fourth round of Roland Garros on Friday. Still wearing a compression sleeve after a recent forearm issue, Alcaraz produced a stellar show in a rematch of the duo's 2022 encounter to firmly put himself back in the conversation as the favorite to lift the title in Paris and a third major. "I feel amazing, feel great playing on this court. Obviously I have great memories here," Alcaraz said. "Great matches I've played before. I'm feeling better and better every match I play. The crowd was amazing. Every day it's even better. I'm excited to play in the second week in Paris again. Hopefully I'll keep going." The lively Alcaraz broke Korda in a close opening game, but the world number 3 allowed his 27th-seeded opponent to hit back instantly and drag him into a fight on a cold evening on court Philippe Chatrier. He revved up his backhand to set up the opportunity to break for a 5-4 lead, pouncing when Korda netted a flying volley after surging forward, and the 21-year-old Spaniard took the opening set by holding serve to love in the following game. The 2023 semi-finalist was clearly in the mood to entertain the evening crowd early in the next as he pulled off a sideways tweener that Korda dealt with at the net, and later lobbed the 23-year-old with a backhand from deep to draw level at 1-1. Korda, who arrived in Paris hoping to emulate his father Peter's 1992 feat of reaching the Roland Garros final, could do little to stop his showman opponent from breaking but hung on during fierce rallies to hit back and level at 3-3. Alcaraz let out a scream after blasting a 101-mph forehand to win the tiebreak and double his lead in the contest, and the finish line appeared in sight when he broke for a 3-1 lead in the third set, which he wrapped up with a neat volley by Srivath Sridhar.